Brian. I think you'll know him, actually. I might as well mention his surname. Brian Kendall, Mosey Tongue Users. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Roger.
Hello. What do you want to ask Liam?
Well, hello, Liam, too.
Hi, Brian.
First of all, a bit of good news for people of England, that the Tyne Tunnel, which is the only other crossing in the UK controlled by an organisation similar to Mersey Travel, has decided not to increase its tolls this year. And the Chancellor of Exchequer has promised the borough people, in the members of who live in Halton, that when the new bridge is built, they will get free crossing. The reason that the Mersey Tunnel fees go up every year is because of the Labour Party. I'm not a member of any party, but the majority on the Mersey Travel Board are the Labour parties on the Liverpool side of the river, and they almost have a block vote to vote for the to vote against the tunnel users of Merseyside every time they want to put the money up. The ridiculous thing is, under the new Liverpool City Region, who takes over the running or the responsibility of the Mersey Tunnel from Mersey Travel, the people in the borough of Highton who are getting free travel will have the right to vote on how the rest of Merseyside pays to go through the tunnel. So what? And Joe Anderson recently said he'd like to cap the Mersey Tunnel's fees to £1.50 a trip to cover maintenance costs. He's pulling the wool over our eyes, because we reckon that the cost of maintaining the tunnel would be covered by a toll of about 30 pence. And even if you made the drivers pay for the capital jobs, police and toll collection, it would still be less than a pound. So Joe's not telling quite the truth. So UKIP, as part of their manifesto, are going to get rid of all tunnel charges in Britain. Why is it that Labour are deliberately campaigning against the Mersey Tunnel users? Don't they know that many of their young supporters are car drivers?
Okay, thanks for that, Brian, and nice to hear from you again. I'm sorry that you think that the Labour Party are somehow campaigning against you, because we regularly sit down and have a dialogue with you, because we want to make sure we fully understand your perspective from the Tunnel Users Association.
Yeah, but your councillors always block votes to put their tunnel fees up.
Well, that's not quite the case, because, as you know, that a number of our members in the past have voted on different ways, because we very much sort of treat that as an opportunity when there's any sort of recommendations for a change, for people to be able to kind of take the view and express that view in whatever way they think is appropriate. So that's not always the case. There's a couple of points that you did make with regard to other places in the country. The Tyne Tunnel, that's interesting that that's the case that they've decided up in the North East. As you know, they're governed by a slightly different parliamentary act, which gives them, in my view, potentially more options than we have. But obviously we're always keen to learn from people in other parts of the country as to how they're doing things, and I will more than happily take that away and look at what they're choosing to do in the North East. The points you make about Halton, I think, are quite sort of important to make those points accordingly, in the sense that, first and foremost, the deal that Halton have done with regard to their residents actually is going to be underwritten and funded by Halton Borough Council. It's not just money that's been given to them by government. It's something they're choosing to do locally. Now, it's not for me to put the words into the mouth of Halton Council. I'm sure they'd be able to kind of respond in a more thorough way than that, but it's a little bit more complex than just the Chancellor of the Exchequer giving them money. But the one thing I can assure you is that, as part of the process of the combined authority, the tunnels have been ring fenced as a Merseyside asset, so the actual Halton members of Mersey Travel won't vote on that part of the process, because it's something that is defined as a Merseyside asset for the five districts of Merseyside. So I hope that clears that up a little bit.
It still doesn't alter the fact that the tunnel tolls have gone up over the past few years because of the vote of the Labour Party on Mersey Travel on the Liverpool side of the river.
I think the other point I'd just continue to make, though, as well, Brian, as I've made on numerous occasions when I've sat down with you before, is that the act which governs the tunnels actually isn't as flexible as we'd like it to be, and it doesn't give us as much flexibility as I would want it potentially to have, in terms of looking at different ways that we could charge things and ways we could do things differently. As you know, there's no mechanism in the current act to even be able to cut the tolls, and there is that overriding presumption it has to go up in line with inflation. So we don't have as much flexibility within it all as is perhaps is kind of a thought. But what we do make sure we do, all the money that is raised then goes back into the transport network. It doesn't go off into sort of pockets of other organisations. It actually does go into a better transport offer for the city region.
But we would argue with you, Mersey Tunnel Users Association would argue with you that Liverpool have got to put the tolls up every year or freeze the tolls. We feel that previous legislation still stands and they can reduce or eliminate the tolls for some of all vehicles whenever they want. In actual fact, if you're that keen on doing it, why don't the Labour Party introduce a bill through Parliament?
And I think that's something that is quite sort of challenging and difficult to do, but that doesn't mean it's something we can't look at into the future. I think there is a difference of opinion, though, Brian, in the sense that all our legal advisers do say that we have to kind of continue to work within that current Parliamentary Act, and I think your views on how we can sort of cut and sort of take the tolls off aren't at this moment in time legally possible, but that doesn't mean we're not prepared to look at the different options that might come forward in the future.
Brian, I need to leave there because a lot of calls to get through, but thank you
very much indeed.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye.
That's Brian from the Mersey Tunnel Brand Kendall. Interesting.